T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Pleased to welcome State Senator Amanda Chase, who has just returned to her seat in Chesterfield County. She just sat down with us. I appreciate you coming in. A lot of people coming up and speaking to you. This seems to be your crowd.
Well, I tell you, if you support the Constitution, you're my crowd. I'm all about the Constitution. I'm all about being an American, being patriotic. The Second Amendment is the foundational constitutional right that's guaranteed to us. And it is foundational. All of our other freedoms hinge on that. The First Amendment, our religious freedoms, our ability to assemble like these people are today. It is the foundation. And I've always said the Second Amendment is one of those non-compromisable rights that we have.
So why do you think, and I don't mean to be patronizing to you as a female legislator, but why do you think when we look at the polling, and I've gone through those sessions where you dissect where the voters are, why are so many women in Virginia in particular very worried about gun violence and seeing the removal of guns from law-abiding citizens as the solution? What is that all about?
Well, first of all, I am a mom of 4 kids. I am 100% against any gun violence. And that's why I carry. And that's why we have to educate people on the importance of caring to protect themselves and their families. In my neighborhood alone this year, we've had several robberies, and citizens who had guns in their homes, they were stolen. And so I think it's a matter of educating the public on, and women particularly. I mean, I'm a woman. I have 4 kids, live in a neighborhood, and I have a lot of friends who are like me. One of my friends was at the Wawa in Chesterfield, in the heart of Chesterfield County, Otterdale Road, nice area. And she experienced a situation in which an active shooter shot the Wawa up, shot her car up, she completely totaled it, hiding in the back of we're talking about Chesterfield County suburbial. And it terrified her. And she said, Amanda, all I could do was sit in the back and pray and ask God to protect me. And I said, girl, I said, you've got to get your concealed carry permit. And until you have that moment, I was getting threats. That's what motivated me to learn to get my concealed carry permit, to purchase a gun. Kevin Carroll, who was just here earlier, taught me how to shoot my gun. He's the former president of the Fraternal Order of Police of Virginia and would take me shooting. It's educating these women that, yes, I am totally against gun violence. But how do you prevent that? It's educating our kids. There are guns lying around. It's just like swimming. I used to be a swim coach. Mm-hmm. The water is dangerous. But when you learn to swim and you learn how to treat the water with respect, it's no longer a fear. And so I think in the more populated areas like Chesterfield where I live, now I also have Amelia. And now a lot of the folks there, I mean, they are raised hunting.
Yeah, you don't have to offer any explanation.
That they get it.
It's a part of the culture.
They know it.
I'm watching the clock, and I want to make sure we talk about your call for Governor Northam to resign. What exactly made you do that last night?
Well, it wasn't just a last night type of issue. I actually called for his resignation back during reconvene. And it didn't get a lot of attention, but I did, and for a number
of
reasons.
You don't think it's responsible for him to step in to, I think if he was here, I'm just trying to channel what he would say. I think he would say, look, I've got an obligation to protect the Capitol building and the legislators, and we got evidence that was kind of backed up by the FBI with their arrests on Friday that there's some bad actors who may show up. So my solution is to secure the Capitol and make sure the people who are actually on the grounds aren't armed. Is that not a reasonable position for him to take?
So here's what I would say to that. I mean, I'm getting these same reports that he is.
Okay.
Anytime you create a gun-free zone, I just want everybody to think about this for a minute. You think, okay, we need to get rid of the guns. But who does that affect? It affects law-abiding citizens because they're going to follow the rules and the laws and the policies. Those who don't follow that, the criminals, the bad guys, the bad actors, they don't care what I say. They don't care if what you say, what the governor says. They're going to do what they're going to do. And so anytime we create these gun-free zones, we're disarming law-abiding citizens and prohibiting them from being able to protect themselves. I mean, that is a basic fundamental right to be able to protect yourselves. And whenever you strip them of that, you make them vulnerable. Now, thankfully, today we have an incredible police presence out here. But it's not always this way. And it's why I had to start caring. And I did it for personal protection. And, John, I have to be honest with you, I have not always carried. But I had that moment. And, you know, whether you're, the listeners are out there, you know, maybe your house was robbed. Maybe your husband travels and, you know, you feel the necessity to be able to protect yourselves. And I'm talking about in suburbia, in the rural areas. It takes the police to get there. It takes some time for them to get there. Yeah. And so things can go downhill very quickly in an incident like that. And so it's important, and a lot of people feel that they want to be able to protect themselves. I sleep better at night knowing that my gun is right next to me.
So you've left the Republican caucus in the
Senate caucus. I'm still Senate a Republican. Caucus. I am 150% Republican.
So why leave?
Well, I had the highest score in the Virginia General Assembly, and I left for a couple reasons. I left the Republican Senate caucus because the majority leader, or now minority leader, who was elected, and it was a business decision, nothing personally. I love everybody in that caucus, including Tommy Norman. But it was a business decision. Tommy Norman had introduced legislation this past session when we had the gun grab that would allow localities to create gun-free zones. You know, this is the biggest battle, the biggest war on guns we have ever seen. And I'm not going to partner. I'm not going to yoke myself with a leader and put myself under them to speak for me when I know their heart's not 100% behind me. Now, I'm pleased to say of the three pieces of gun legislation that have passed the Senate, he has not voted for any of those. Now, maybe that's because I'm outside of the caucus and I've told everyone I'm going to call you out so that people back home can know who's voting for this restrictive gun legislation. I mean, we as Republicans, they expect, our base expects us to support.
I'm watching the clock, but tell me those three pieces of legislation that are most concerning to you so that everybody's on the same page.
So one gun a month passed.
Why is that a bad idea?
I will tell you why. Because when I go to the gun range, I probably shouldn't share this, but I am. I carry a revolver. You don't want to practice on a range with a revolver because it's really hard. It's 12 pounds of pressure on there. You're trying to shoot. You can probably do about 8 rounds and you're done. It's a good self-defense weapon. Mm-hmm. But when I'm practicing at a range, I'm going to use a different type of gun that's easier to shoot. And so there's a number of reasons. I always call it the freedom to shop. Why should the government be telling me what I can buy and what I can't buy? Just like whenever they were trying to shove health care down our throat and mandate that we purchase something. Why should they tell us, limit us on what we can purchase?
So 1 month a gun, what are the other two that you
Universal have? Background checks.
Okay.
Now that sounds good, but criminal background checks are already being done. The problem with that is it creates a registry, and the concern is why should the government know what guns I have, how many I have, because we know that the foundational reason that our founding fathers allowed us to have those guns is to protect against an overreaching tyrannical government. And I don't want them knowing how many guns that I have. It's not their business.
There's a healthy fear that the government should have of their citizens.
And we hope to God they never come. But in the legislation itself, you know, we talked about registry as the first step.
Yeah.
And then comes confiscation. And there's even been legislation that we were talking about with red flag laws, which we will debate today, where the government can come barreling down your door and looking for your guns. It sounds crazy, and I can't even believe I'm reading the legislation, but the red flag law we're debating today, 14 days of no due process. They can take your guns from you, a law-abiding citizen, not having taken you before a judge, just on an attorney or two police officers or a judge saying, you know, you're an extreme risk.
Based on what? Based on a Facebook post or your neighbor calling or your ex-wife calling?
It's not defined. If a judge, an attorney, or two police officers think you're an extreme risk, but you know what? When you get an emergency restraining order or a permanent restraining order, you're restricted from guns anyway. So why would you hurt law-abiding citizens? Why would you do that
and
to them?
That restraining order goes before a judge. So
yes,
that's the difference.
That's exactly
you're
right. You got to have the due process. Yeah. And there's 14 days where there's no due process, and I have a real problem with that.
State Senator Amanda Chase is the Republican who was recently returned to office in Chesterfield County, been one of the most outspoken critics of Governor Northam and some of her Republican colleagues, and certainly of the Democrats who are pushing a lot of the anti-gun legislation. I really appreciate you joining us today, and I'm sure we'll talk to you as the session
Absolutely.
Continues.
Thanks for doing a good job here reporting. Being a radio show host is not easy. I did it for 3.5 years,
did you?
And I
yeah,
have
okay.
so much respect yeah. for you.
Amanda, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.